All right, so for those of you who are still stubbornly calling this a hoax or thinking it's not going to be that big of a deal, blah, 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 it's the flu, yada, yada. It ain't the flu, man. It ain't the flu. Flu's got 0.1% death rate. This has got a 3.5% death rate. All right? This, we can't do with this what we do with the flu. Just let it run through and hope the vaccine saves enough people so it's not a real, you know, social and economic burden for the GDP to have to replace all these people that die from the flu every year. That's the idea of managing that, because they can't really stop it. But this can't be managed. This is new. There is no virus that might work for it. There isn't one. It's just not there. They have to come up with something brand new. Okay? And so then the idea, well, it's probably good that it goes through the population. It's going to cull the herd. Okay. First off, I don't think, I'm certain you're being cavalier just to begin with, but even if you weren't being cavalier, I think your misunderstanding the numbers is causing you to be indeed cavalier, because even the blow it up, drain the swamp, kill them all, people don't want to see the disruption. It's going to be brought on here if we don't drop that fucking bell curve down to a fucking speed bump, because here's the key thing. Remember what they said? They keep talking about how it's interesting. It's not killing children. Okay, well, the reason they're saying it's interesting is because, you know, it's not one of those, oh, thank God things, you know, that, which is what you'd think it would be. Oh, thank God, no children are dying, no children are dying. It's going to be okay. It's not killing the next generation. Well, here's the problem. With most of your epidemics, flu, etc., with most of them, there is, you know, a percentage of each different age group that dies. And in this case, and you can usually kind of predict the percentage of which age groups, you know, you're going to, and generally what happens is the oldest and weakest and the youngest, ergo weakest, are the ones that suffer the most. That's where you have most of your loss. In fact, in most epidemics, the biggest loss you have is infant mortality. Well, in this case, the infant mortality is not there. Okay? Think about that. It's not there. So if we say that groups in danger make up, say, 80% of the mortality in any given epidemic, and let's just say we give the old people 40% and the small children 40%, and the other 20 is the healthy people. Or maybe, you know, however you want to break it down, 35, 35, and 30, I don't know. I really am, but I think 40, 40, and 20 is reasonable. And what you come up with, which you have to look at now, is now we take that 40 from the children. They're not getting it. The numbers aren't going down. Again, we've established the numbers are 10, if not 100 times higher than the death rate from the flu. Okay? But even if we just go with the rounded up 10 times higher, okay? That means 10 times with the flu. So 10 times that, you know, 30 to 70,000 deaths. Okay? So since we're going on the low side with the 10, let's go on the high side for the deaths. Let's say it's equivalent to 10 times a bad flu season. Okay? So 70,000 becomes 700,000. And 80% of that 700,000, not 40%, 80% of that, not 40%, because infant mortality isn't there. And yet the deaths are still going to happen, so they have to fall into the other more at-risk category, especially given how mild this is seeming to be. And so these people that are making up terrible names for this disease that, you know, have to do with boomers, I mean, they're being horrid, but they're not far from the mark. Because... because, sorry, children and sign language. that 80% now of that 700,000 is going to be people over 60. Now, what happens? Okay. What happens when, and again, they're also going to be the majority of the severely ill as well. So what happens? And there's going to be what? 10 times the number severely ill? So what are we looking at? 500,000 people over 65 dead? And another 5 million needing hospital care? And if they don't get it, maybe you lose another 25 to 30% of that. So we're talking about the possibility of looking at, yeah, they're talking 500,000 is the estimate right now. But given the age group that estimate's going to fall in, I think it's going to go up because we're not ready. We don't have the beds. We don't have room for 500,000 seniors to be taken care of. The home health care system we currently have patched together across this country is stretched beyond its means. In fact, they're currently using what's akin to slave labor to keep the system going right now. And you think that that's going to be able to expand to take care of 500,000 new patients? Because there's going to be at least as many severely ill as die. Think about that. As many as die, there's going to be as many survivors that need care. They're going to be contagious and keep the damn thing rolling. Okay? So, and those of you that, you know, want a picture, you know, maybe try and draw yourself a historic picture, and, you know, everybody's going, oh, Black Plague, this, that, this. No. All you got to do is go back to smallpox blankets and the Native Americans. And the systemic, and accidentally at first, but on purpose later, genocide of the Native Americans. It wasn't initially a genocide, but then they looked at it and said, well, shit, look at that. Look how well that's working. Send them some more blankets. Turns out this cough we get kills them. Bummer. Not our fault. Uh-huh. Yeah. That's what happened to the, you know, 90% of the Native American population that had already been decimated before real colonies managed, real American colonies even managed to survive on North America. Long before white man got, that's why white man came across so many abandoned settlements and villages and couldn't figure out what's going on. Well, they had a similar circumstance happen, maybe. Because we know all the elders died. You look at their anthropology and their history. It's written from the, you know, it's written with the understanding of somebody who perhaps was the elder at 25. And that made you an elder. So, you know, this is the disease that scourged North America back then probably did something similar. It probably wasn't as bad on the babies as it was on the older people. Or maybe it was like a normal disease and it killed all the babies and most of the old people too. And that's why they lost 90% of their population so quickly. But the point is, this time it's not hurting children. This time, it's really only going after the people with compromised systems. So that means not just old, but people with diabetes, people with cancer, people in treatment for this, that, or the other thing, people with emphysema, people with other lung issues, because this is a lung disease. So if your lungs are already compromised for whatever reason, you really want to dodge this disease. You really want to stay home. Because it's not like you can fix your lungs between now and then, so you need to be at home. That's what I'm doing. I've got to limit my movements. I'm not a boomer, but I ain't been nice to my lungs in my 70 or 50 years, 52 years as of yesterday. So I got to watch it myself. And I happen to have three little vectors in my house, so yeah. I'm figuring this is going to be 2 or 3 months of no kids, can't go play at the neighbors. No kids, we can't run down to the store. Yes, kids, we can go for a hike. Yes, you can read that book. Yes, you can play video games. Yes, we can play some Dungeons and Dragons. But, you know, it's this is no joke, and it's going to take out a really big chunk of an older part of our population. And people are kind of joking about it right now, but that's going to throw, like I said, it's going to kill X amount. Yay! It's also going to put a whole bunch of them in, you know, it's going to lock up the hospitals for the next 6 months. So hope you don't hurt yourself between, you know, now and next Christmas and expect to be able to get a hospital bed. You know, it's not going to fucking happen. Hospitals are going to be, the inn is going to be full at the hospital until further notice. You watch. You look at what's happening in Italy and Spain. It's going to be worse for us. It'll be worse for us because we're much more dispersed. And our president stood up there and told everybody not to panic, to do everything they wanted to do, that it was all fake news for a good 2 months. While the leaders of Italy and Spain and China and South Korea were all going, it's a problem, we're trying to contain it, we're dealing with it, we're getting everybody tested, we're testing. We're gonna get this under control, we got this. While the whole time Trump is golfing and saying, screw it, it's just the flu. Well, here's the next step on that. Here's the next question we gotta ask. You know, did that golf trip and that putting it off for 2 months, was that calculated? Was it hopes? Because I can't, you know, I think it was just dumb luck that they, well, I think the reason they've stopped is they realize now it's not going to kill children. It's not going to take Democrats out of the booth. It really is going to take boomers and Republicans and people that listen to the president and don't wash their hands and don't avoid large gatherings. It's going to take them all out. It really is. It's going to hurt his people. But I think he counted on it taking children and whatnot too. I think they expected that. And I think in reality that maybe part of it is that he's hoping for a chaos that will allow him to either steal or cancel the elections. Again, we're at another one of those points where, is he dumb evil or absolutely despicable evil? I'm not even sure why it matters, but just to recap, we're going to see 75 to 80% of our mortality rate is going to be made up of elderly people, people in positions of power, people with lots of money, people in control of things. And you think the markets are in chaos now. Yeah. Hopefully, there'll be enough boomers still hanging out and around to be able to... not boomers, I'm sorry. Hopefully, there'll be enough Gen Xers left. Not alive. I'm not too so worried about that as I'm worried about them being... continuing to be involved in the system. A lot of us have pretty much checked out. But hopefully there will be some Gen Xers there to pick up the pieces, because if not, well, the Gen Xers that come from the outside to pick up the pieces are more likely to be pirates. That's just our generation. So... yeah, this is going to be scary. Might see a... I don't know. Maybe Gen X finally does get their shot at power.